Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. And today on this podcast, I want to have a bit of a rant about something that I saw earlier on today.
Here we go, a Kennedy rant.
It is a Kennedy rant.
It's been a while.
The Gardaí, an Garda Síochána, the keepers of the peace in Ireland, have been doing the rounds of shops and off licenses in Dublin that sell drink.
Yep.
Okay. And asking them not to sell alcoholic drink before 4 o'clock tomorrow, being Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Now, I have a major issue
with
that.
Well, I know you do, because you were in the Spar, you took a photograph and you sent it to me, and you said, get that up on Facebook straight away, there's going to be war on the show.
Here's what it said in a Spar shop in Dublin City Centre earlier on. I took a photograph of it. The photograph is on our Facebook page, and it says, as per request from an Garda Síochána, we will start to sell alcohol on St. Patrick's Day, Thursday the 17th from 4 p.m.
Lovely.
Apologies for any inconvenience.
Well, it's not really an inconvenience, is it?
It's pathetic.
Oh, Jesus.
It's absolutely pathetic.
Mm. But now, were you in Spar looking to buy booze?
No. I was buying a sandwich.
Yeah, but you could have bought the booze then. What were you drinking? Rock? Probably you'd be drinking tomorrow. Rockshore.
I was in to buy a sandwich. Yeah, I saw this sign. And
what will you be?
Here, let me explain.
Sorry,
why
what alcoholic beverage will you be consuming in great amounts tomorrow?
None, because I'm actually working tomorrow. So.
So hang on. You're pissed off about something that's not even affecting your life.
Correct. Because I think it is treating us as children.
First of all, hang on, Karen. Sit down there for a sec, Karen.
Yeah, go on.
If you were consuming copious amounts of alcohol tomorrow, you could have easily, while you were in Spar, bought a 24-pack of Rockshore.
Yep.
And put it in the boot of your car.
I could have. Here's my thing.
Oh, God.
Here's my thing. Okay, so the guards have been around to off licenses and shops in Dublin City Centre and have requested them not to sell takeout drink until 4 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day. And I'll be honest with you, I find it pathetic that we're being treated like children. If I want, off licenses open at 10:30 a.m. If I want to buy a drink at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, I should be able to.
Who would want to buy what sort of, but the only person I can imagine would want to buy drink at 10:30 tomorrow would be an alcoholic.
This is treating us like children.
Because we are children when it comes to alcohol.
No. I want to give you an example.
I just gave you an example. Go into Spar today.
No, I shouldn't have to. Here's the thing. I was in New Orleans, as you know, a couple of weeks ago. And I was there for the first time ever for Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras is best described as St. Patrick's Day with knobs on. Okay, it's a complete piss up. There's parades going up and down the streets. People are walking in and out of bars
with knobs on,
drinking. But you can buy drink from 8 a.m. in New Orleans on Mardi Gras weekend. And that's the way it should be.
No, because the difference is...
What's the difference? There were people drunk there as well.
Will you let me tell you the difference?
Yeah, go on.
Shut up for a second. The difference is that Mardi or New Orleans, and I've been to New Orleans, it doesn't have an antisocial behaviour issue.
I don't know about that.
No, it actually doesn't.
I don't know about that.
Whereas Dublin, in particular, is full of little scobies, scaldies, scumbags who use Patrick's
Here, you get antisocial behaviour in any city where there's drink involved.
You don't really.
So what? You're fully in favour of off licences not opening until 4 o'clock tomorrow?
First of all, I think Patrick's night out in nightclubs and pubs is great buzz. It's great buzz. I've done it myself. However, there is no need to start drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Says
who? Well, have a bit of respect for the patron saint of the day that it is. It's we're seen around the world as a nation of drunks. And what do? We have some gobshite here. That's you, by the way.
Yeah.
Bitching and moaning and whinging like a little bitch.
Request from an Garda Síochána, we will start to sell alcohol on St. Patrick's Day from 4 p.m.
Yeah,
that is pathetic. Why am... Okay, if I want to buy drink at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, I should be able
to. You're really showing your true colours.
No, though. I'm not. I don't want to as it happens tomorrow, because I'm working tomorrow. But if I wanted to, I should be able to.
You're like one of these gobshites that go up to the gate in Dublin Airport, at gate 37, and moan because the pub is closed at 6:30 in the morning and you wanted a drink before you get on your flight. What is the big deal?
It is a big deal. It is treating us as a nation of children. I'm not a child. I'm a grown adult. I drink responsibly. I should be able to buy drink when I want to buy drink. Simple as.
Why do people feel the need to get pissed on Paddy's Day?
It's a celebration day. Why do people feel the need to get pissed on Mardi Gras weekend in New Orleans?
I don't feel the need to get pissed any day.
No, that's your business.
Yeah.
That's your choice. But if people want to, they're entitled to. I go to Carnival in Dusseldorf every year, as you know. I didn't go this year, but I normally go. And that's over the same weekend.
You know what
hang on for one second. This is in Germany, a really strict country. From 11 o'clock on Thursday... Hey, the drinking starts.
Can I just say something?
They don't stop that. They don't say you can't sell drinks until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, because they don't have scumbags throwing bottles at each other. Can I just say one thing to you? And this has just occurred to me, and it's very, very worrying. And as someone who's worked with you, and genuinely serious about this, as someone who's worked with you for many, many years, the one thing that I've noticed, everything you've mentioned, everything you do, holidays you go on, events you go to, are all revolving around drink.
And?
That's a problem.
And?
That's a problem.
How is it a problem?
They think you have a problem.
I wouldn't be the only person in Ireland that's
like that. No, but every event that you go...
And your point is, what? What are you trying to get at?
Just because
it's not for you.
And in fact, you know what you do? And I remember it now, what you used to do. And I used to... Oh, God, I used to slag you over. It was pathetic. You were a pathetic man. Remember when pubs didn't open on Good Friday in Ireland?
Yeah.
Kennedy, you know what Kennedy used to do?
Go up the north.
He used to go up the north, up to Jonesboro.
Yeah, that's exactly where
literally
I went.
Literally 100 yards across the border so he could have a drink.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
I just did it for the hell of it.
No, I didn't.
Well, here, I was driving the car. I'd had one pint, but I just did it for the hell of it. Oh. Anyway, I would love to hear from you on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Do you support the Gardaí asking off licences in Dublin not to open their doors until 4 o'clock tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day? 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's go to line one. And Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing?
Robbie, the Gardaí have been around to the off licences in Dublin City Centre asking them not to take out alcohol until 4 o'clock tomorrow. What do you think of that?
Well, two things. First of all, I don't really agree with it. But then I agree with Jeremy as the fact that it's because there are an awful lot of scumbags out there who just go get pissed, can't handle it. And get sick.
Okay, that's not my fault. That's not your fault.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't agree with it.
Okay, but the vast majority of us...
Mentioned in place.
Yeah, the vast majority of us, when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, drink responsibly, behave responsibly, and I accept...
I won't be drinking responsibly tomorrow.
You won't be drinking... Well, there you go.
I'm sorry, that's not actually true what you're saying, Adrian, that the vast majority drink responsibly. They don't. Drink responsibly is having 3 units or 4 units.
I won't be drinking responsibly tomorrow. I'll be getting pissed tomorrow, and I know that for a fact, but I don't get sick with drink.
Yeah, no, Jeremy, rip the face off him for saying he's going to do that.
No, but it's a contradiction in terms. If someone says... If somebody says... that they're drinking responsibly and then in the same sentence as I'm getting pissed. That's not drinking responsibly.
No, but he's after saying he's not going to be. But yeah. My point is, and again, I can compare this to Mardi Gras weekend.
Can't compare it.
Well, yeah. I could argue that they're even more irresponsible with drink. But they have a weekend. Hang on for one second.
Jesus Christ. They have
a weekend every year that is known around the world as a piss-up weekend.
Well, that's not what
so
it's
So what?
Sorry, years ago I was in the States for spring break.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't
speak, another piss-up weekend.
But I didn't see any antisocial behaviour.
You just didn't see it. It's there.
I can guarantee you it's there.
Sorry, Adrian. By that logic, if you go into Dublin, how hard will you have to look for antisocial behaviour in Dublin?
Not very far.
If the guards are doing their job properly tomorrow, not very far.
Don't be talking shite.
No, that's the fact of it. If the guards are doing their job properly, as they have done, by the way, I know we haven't had Paddy's
Day. And they do work very hard, but it still happens. And you know, they can't catch it all because there's so much of it.
In the last couple of years before COVID, the guards were sealing off Temple Bar. They were stopping young people coming in if they weren't over 18. They were doing a good job, and I think they probably will be out in force again tomorrow. But the point that I'm trying to make is that it shouldn't be that I or anybody, and not just me, and as it happens tomorrow, I don't want to buy a drink because I'm working tomorrow. If I wanted to buy a drink at 10:30 on St. Patrick's Day, I should be able to. It's not my fault.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, because it is such a widespread problem, they have to do something. because people seem to think it was like a couple of years ago when the pubs first opened Good Friday. Pubs were absolutely rammed.
Yep.
Because people, oh my God, it's Good Friday. We haven't been out to drink before. Must go and drink from 10:30 till I fall over.
I know, but that has died off now. That was the first year. The first year novelty.
It lasted 1 year.
Yep. So,
you know, they have to. You are right. They shouldn't be punishing people who just want to go and buy a drink. That's fair enough. I agree with you on that. But Jeremy's right in the sense that with the amount of scumbags that are in the area, the guards can't stop at all. By the way, most people are probably fairly nice when they're sober.
As per Jeremy's point a couple of minutes ago, those scumbags that you're talking about, now that they know that the off licences aren't open until 4 o'clock, they'll just go and buy their drinks today.
Let them do. Yeah, but that's
so
why
then what's the point? Well, what does it achieve?
That's why you're being,
okay, but let me ask you a question. I'll ask you a question, Robbie.
That's why you're being such a Karen.
Robbie, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think keeping the off licences closed until 4 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day is going to in any way cut down any potential? Well, there you go. I rest my case. How is it going to help? Because those scumbags listen to this podcast and they're all going to say, come on, lads, we better go and get our drink now.
Well, see, but then that raises a point as well. Maybe the sign is fake.
No, it's not.
I verified it with the staff in the shop that the guards had been around, and the guards have asked them to not sell drink until 4 o'clock.
But you have to remember, Robbie, Adrian is being a Karen.
This isn't about me.
It is because he's getting
about all of us.
He is because he is literally the definition of a male Karen now, because he's getting upset about something that has a solution already.
What's the solution?
The solution is you buy it today.
No, but you shouldn't have to. Why should you have to? That's the point I'm trying to make. I find it just pathetic that we're being treated like children.
I find it pathetic that you can't go one day without drink.
I am tomorrow.
No, only because you're working. Yeah. If you weren't working.
Oh, no, I'd be out in the piss. I'd be out with Robbie. I'd be going out and getting pissed. But I am working tomorrow, so I'm not going out in the piss.
Robbie carrying Adrian.
What makes you think I'd want to drink with you?
Oh, yeah, well, maybe.
Imagine
yeah.
having to put Adrian into a taxi as he pisses in his trousers. Jesus Christ.
I don't do that anymore.
Do you not?
No. Stay there for a second, Rob. 085-825-2626. Jeremy is fully in favour of off licences remaining closed until 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Maybe even later, maybe 6. By the way, you're about to be handed your arsehole by Steve here.
We'll see. Yeah. Steve, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Thanks for putting me on the spot there, Jeremy. So, do you know what I'm thinking about you, Mr. Kennedy?
Yes,
that you are to alcohol what Joe Rogan is to weed. You know, he constantly banging on about weed and defending it.
Yeah.
You know, when we obviously know that there's an issue with weed. And you are the exact same. Every time it comes to alcohol, you are there. You should be able to drink on a plane. You should be able to drink in the middle of the morning. You should be able to do this. What you're doing is endorsing a nation of dipsos. And I do have to say, my friend, I think that you must have a problem. Because if you can't go one day... You know, you're saying you have to walk tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But if you can't go a day without drink, it means you're an alcoholic.
Who said I can't go a day without drink, by the way? I don't know where you're getting that from.
From your rhetoric over the years.
Steve, what I want to say to you is, and I've already explained this, I was in New Orleans 2 weeks ago for Mardi Gras weekend, right? Brilliant weekend. Yeah. It's just a piss-up weekend.
Is that why you went?
No, I wanted
probably.
To. But I wanted to experience Mardi Gras to see what it's like. I wouldn't go again.
How the hell did you experience it if you're a flat ass drunk?
That's part of what the whole thing is all about. You see, the point I'm trying to make is. Okay.
Is that you can't do without drink.
No, that's not the point. This isn't about me.
Well, it is about you.
The point I'm trying to make is, okay, we have Patrick's Day and it's become a piss up day, has been for years. So. What?
Okay, now here's the so what. I tell you what it is, Mr. Kennedy, and it really bugs me, is that people in this country, as I said, you're endorsing a nation of dipsos. We have a serious problem with alcohol in this country, and you're there saying, so what, as if it's no problem whatsoever. Let me tell you something. That type of behaviour is disgusting and greed.
Now, will you stop?
Disgusting and greed. Somebody who has to go and get themselves so drunk and so inebriated that they go and piss themselves or vomit on the street or shit themselves or get arrested or, you know, get themselves into some sort of
trouble. By the way, if I wasn't working tomorrow, I wouldn't be doing any of the above.
By the way, Steve, Steve, you don't know how accurate you are, and I want to show this to Adrian. Adrian doesn't know this, but Adrian, you're a contact in my phone, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Look what photograph comes up when you ring me. Look what photograph I have as you.
A point in his hand, I bet you.
No, I'll show it to the people who are watching on Facebook. So when Adrian rings me, and for those of you who aren't on Facebook, I'll tell you, when Adrian rings me, a photograph of Barney Gumble from The Simpsons going, "Hey, Homer!"
You're hilarious. Yeah. You're hilarious.
Hook it straight in my veins. Yeah. But let me get back to the point of, it is genuinely a case of greed.
Okay. But then, Steve, I want to ask you, hang on for 1 second. Robbie, I want to go back to you. You admitted a few minutes ago that tomorrow, on Paddy's Day, you're going to be going out and getting pissed. That is greed and disgusting, says Steve.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you both sit there around and have a laugh about it and then wonder why we're going to bring up a generation of alcoholics.
Can I talk to you there for a second? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Closing the shops won't stop people. It won't stop people drinking. It just won't.
No, you're absolutely right. No,
so therefore, Steve, what is the point?
I agree with you that the country is full of alcoholics. I'll go out tomorrow and I'll get drunk and I'll enjoy myself. But I won't be pissing on myself.
Let me tell you something. I walk in a takeaway, and at the side of the takeaway, there's a very famous nightclub, and people just come out of there and they whip out their Mickeys and they just piss up against the wall. I have to tippy-toe through their piss every night of the week. And here's the thing for you. If you were sober, you wouldn't be doing disgusting, lewd acts like pissing in the bleeding laneway in front of people like as if you don't care. What you are doing is saying, oh, so what? We are endorsing a nation of alcoholics, and the next generation,
Hang on. Steve, I want to ask you a question. And the question is this. How is it that in this country we have to restrict the sale of alcohol for a festival weekend? In other countries, they don't. Explain that
because
to me.
Because we have been tried and tested, and we know that, just listen back. I just said it's a nation of dipsos. That's why. The Garda don't have the resources. You start selling drink at 10:30 tomorrow morning, what's going to happen? You're going to have all the numpties out getting off of their heads.
Yep.
The Garda resources are going to be, out the door.
Steve, I'm going to say to you again, those numpties, when they hear this podcast, are going to organise to go to the off-licence this evening.
Well, let them.
Then what does it achieve, closing the off-licence?
Adrian, your argument is so dumb. What does it achieve? So then we should just legalise all drugs, because what does it achieve?
I am not in any way arguing in favour of legalising any other type of drug. And
only the one you enjoy.
The one I enjoy, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's already legal, so what's the issue?
I should be able to go out tomorrow morning and buy heroin at any time I want, but the fact of the matter is, it's really bad for you. Heroin and alcohol.
Okay, again, I'm going to. So why?
Okay,
why?
Just give me. Let me put them on, and I'm sure Steve will agree with this, Adrian. The one thing that you're forgetting about that hasn't been mentioned yet is Patrick's Day. Certainly, when I was growing up, and I'm sure it was the same for you, Steve. I don't know, Adrian, what circumstances you grew up in. It was probably in a pub on Patrick's Day. But Patrick's Day for me growing up, it was a family day. It was where your parents brought you into the parade. You got the badges that you made in school the day before, and I always have happy memories of Patrick's Day.
Fantastic.
Let me tell you what my memories of Patrick's Day was. My both parents, raging alcoholics, raging dipsos, hence the reason why I detested so much and the reason I don't drink. So the way I remember Paddy's Day was empty bottles around or getting a beating from your mother and father just for the sake of it because alcohol was involved. That's what I remember. And that's what alcohol does to a lot of people. It turns good people into bad people. And I've seen it so many times. And I'm pretty sure you guys and everybody who's listening has seen nice people turn into arseholes because greed is involved.
And again, I am not going to argue any of that with you. I agree with you 100%. The point I'm making is that not everybody is like that. Robbie's described how he's going out tomorrow. We have a 4-day weekend ahead of us.
To get pissed was his words.
Yeah, he did say that.
So people who are pissed are not in their right minds and, can basically get up to anything. And again, I just find it disgusting. I find the greed behind it. Every time you've spoke about this, Adrian, I've listened to you over the years, and it is, again, you are Joe Rogan. To what Joe Rogan is to weed, you are to alcohol. You jump and you defend it so much because you enjoy it so much.
I am defending people's rights.
No, but Adrian, he is
boo-hoo.
He is right, and I don't want it to become about you because it's not. But you, even when you go away on holidays, you go for the drinks packages on holidays and stuff like that. Because
and
I'm just saying,
the majority of people do.
Jesus.
No, they don't. They actually don't.
You don't because you're a stick in the mud.
Oh, so
you're a boring bastard.
Okay, so because I don't go on holidays to get pissed every day, I'm a boring.
I don't
bastard.
Go on holidays to get pissed.
But
every
why
day?
Do you get the drinks package?
Because it's value for money.
What time do you start drinking when you're on holidays?
Oh, as soon as I breathe.
Yeah, you see.
No, you're being ridiculous now. Stay there for a second. 085 825 2626. Are you in favour of the off licences not selling drink until 4 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day? This is Jay.
Just on a quick note there, Adrian, you're saying that you should be able to buy an alcoholic drink between, what, 10:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon before they actually tell you that you can buy the alcohol. But sure, isn't it kids' day in the end of the day, going into the parade, you know, having a bit of fun? Like, why would you drink around them in the first place? To me, that's considered a problem.
You see, young people are entitled, who don't have kids, are entitled to go out and enjoy themselves as well. But no.
But you'd be the first person.
No, because because we have some in our society.
You'd be the first person.
We have some in our society that ruin it for the rest of us. Then everyone gets punished.
That's what I was about to
because
say.
Of some gobshites.
You're working on news tomorrow. You'll be reading the news, yeah? And you'll be the first person to run with a headline if there is trouble in the
yes,
city
of course
centre
about,
and
yeah.
if arrests are
yeah.
made. But most antisocial behaviour on Patrick's Day, I'd say all actually, is drink related.
I'm not going to even argue that point.
It's all drink related.
So then do we just shut everywhere down on Paddy's Day?
Here, no,
we've come through 2 years.
No, because Paddy's Night is a great night. But I'm saying people, you talk to bar and club owners, yeah? And they all say the same thing about Paddy's Night. It's a messy night because people have been drinking. It's not humanly possible to start drinking at 11 in the morning and still be coherent at 11 o'clock at night. That's not.
None of this is the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah, it kind
the
of
point
is.
That I'm trying to
no,
make
you're,
is,
you're
as a
the,
nation,
no,
we're being treated as kids because of the behaviour of a pathetic small minority.
It's not a small minority. That's the
it
problem.
Is a small minority.
You say that to the guards who are working in Pierce Street.
You saw the shit in Temple Bar a couple of years ago. They were all young. They were all very young. They were all underage causing all that shit in Temple Bar. The guards have now gotten a grip of that. They have control over Temple Bar on St. Patrick's Day. And they're keeping that young underage element out. Other people shouldn't have to suffer because of that minority.
Why can't we just celebrate Patrick's Day in the vein in which it was intended, that we celebrate our patron saint? And I know you don't have young kids, Adrian, and I'm sorry about that.
And when I did, I brought them to the parade.
Drunk, were you?
No, I wasn't drunk.
So you managed then? When you had young kids, you managed to go one
this
day.
This isn't about me.
You
this
made
is
it
about us
you.
Being treated as children.
You made it about no, you by no. getting all of... You did.
Let me go to Dara. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
I'm good, and I'm completely disagreeing with Jeremy here, and I completely agree with you. I think it's ridiculous that the guards, just because they wear a uniform, have the power to act and do this. Like, I think it's totally outside the scope of their powers. I doubt there's any legislation behind them asking officers to not serve drinks till after 4. Mm. So again, it's just because they think they have the authority to come in. And basically, we're going to wear the uniform and the shop owners are going to do what we say. I think it's to do with the principle. I think everyone attacking you about you're drinking
and
is none of their business. It's the principle.
This is precisely the point that I made. The sign in the spa shop earlier on said, and I'll read it again.
Yeah, this is the sign that triggered you, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, per request from the Gardaí. We will start to sell alcohol on St. Patrick's Day from 4 p.m. Apologies for any inconvenience.
There's no inconvenience.
The guards aren't enforcing any law. Because there isn't a law.
No, I assume they just.
This should be an issue. This should be infuriating to everyone, that the fact that they can just go in,
yes,
and pick up rules as they come and please. We should be able to buy a drink if we want. It's not about that we need a drink.
If that spa shop or any other place says to the guards, piss off, we're going to open at 10:30, they'll suffer the wrath of the guards for ignoring
them. You're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing the point.
I'm talking to Dara. Dara, you're missing the point. You can go into the spa now or Centra or anything. You can go into any of them now and buy as much drink as you want. You can fill the boot of your car with 20 cases of Bulmers or Rockshore.
Then you won't be able to afford it. It's gone very dear now.
It has gone very dear.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is that they're just making up a rule that they want And it's again, like you said, we're children. We just have to abide by it. And the shop owners aren't going to say anything back to the guards.
Exactly.
So it's again a culture of control. We just bend over backwards and let them do what they want.
Well, no, it's
because,
it's
like, because again, the guards, there is no law that says off-licenses
exactly.
have to remain closed till 4 o'clock.
Ultra-virus again. Yeah, this is classic the guards. When it suits them to enforce the law, or something that'll make their job easier, they will, but when we actually meet them, they're not there.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Dara, you wouldn't be saying that if you were a vanguard at work in the streets of Dublin City Centre tomorrow having to deal with the filth and the...
That's their choice. They've chosen, chosen that career path, but they don't get to just make up rules.
Okay, let me just throw that point back to you, Steve. It is not down to the guards to be...
Moral guardians.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And that's what they're doing by asking the shops not to sell drink until 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, well, I think what yourself, Adrian, and that lady there are missing the point completely. The fact the fact that the guards have to ask indicates that there's a problem. Do you not reckon so?
There is a problem, and the problem their failure to adequately deal with...
Don't blame the guards on this.
No. Hang on for one second, and I'm going to give you another example. I, as I said, go to Carnival Weekend in Dusseldorf in Germany nearly every year. Okay, I have a friend lives over there, and we go over for the weekend and have great fun. However, listen to me for one second.
It's a piss-up weekend.
So what? Yes, it is.
Yeah, but just be honest and say what it is.
I'm not denying the fact, but what I'm trying to argue is that in Dusseldorf, antisocial little brats don't get near the city centre because the guards are standing there in their riot gear and you just don't get past them.
Hang on,
they do their job properly is the point I'm trying to make.
Jesus Christ, we live in a... Did you see Inside the K? Did you see that documentary?
Yeah,
what a disgusting, horrible documentary that was to see what the guards have to put up with. And that's only a brief snapshot of what they have to put up with. You can imagine Paddy's day.
Don't be under any illusion. The police forces in other parts of the world don't have to put up with the exact same shit worse.
I'm not talking about the rest of the world. You are. You keep bringing in the rest of the world. We're talking about the issues that we face here in Ireland and the fact that we are a nation of dipsos and alcoholics who just for every reason, whether it be Christmas, Easter, birthdays, well, it doesn't matter what it is, let's all go out and get pissed. And when the guards ask for our help, that's what they're doing, saying, please lads, don't sell drink, we're going to have issues, we're under-resourced, undermanned, and what your answer to this is, come on and give out about it. Are you that silly or stupid?
No, I think it is wrong for the guards to try and tell businesses to...
They're not telling, they're asking.
Here, if that spar shop that I was in earlier said piss off to the guards, they'd...
What would they do, burn them down? Don't be silly.
They wouldn't burn them down, but they would suffer the wrath of the guards if they...
Do you think they have a little black book with names in it? No, it's a professional organisation.
That has decided to ask shops not to sell drink until 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Exactly, because how are you not seeing this? They are asking because they can foresee a problem.
Yeah, but it's their problem and their issue to sort out.
And that's what they're trying to do, and to be people like you going on air.
Okay, but you've already admitted, Steve, that even with alcohol sales being restricted until 4 o'clock tomorrow is not going to help in any way to cut down the antisocial behaviour. Because those little pricks...
I never said that.
Jeremy agreed with that. Those little pricks that cause the trouble in town, if they're going to get drink, they'll get it today.
Okay, here's what I think it will stop. And hear me out for a second. What happens is when... places like Spar, Centra, all those places, sell alcohol. What happens is, and I see it in my own local convenience stores, is you get gangs of 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds hanging around there buying drink, yeah? Say, for instance, my wife wants to go to Spar tomorrow, Adrian, to get some bread at 11 o'clock in the morning. She doesn't want to walk past 20 young fellas all drinking outside. In other words, places that sell alcohol, yeah, always attract groups of scumbags.
All it's going to do then is stop them congregating in that way until 4 o'clock.
Both of you are missing this. What I should point out is that you're saying these scobies, and we're blaming it on the scobies and the scumbags and X, Y, and Z. Yes, it's their fault, but it is also people like your fault, Adrian, people who are responsible. You're saying that you're responsible. Yeah. I only listened to a podcast the other day of, I don't know who the lads you were talking to, about you dancing in a fountain when you were drunk. Yeah, that's responsible, isn't it? Would you have done that sober?
I was a young fella.
You were the young fella.
Exactly. Would you have done that sober? Or was it the alcohol that done it to you?
What was it, Jeremy? You were there that night.
It was the young ones that were dancing in the fountain at the time. No, but you're right.
This isn't about me. No. This isn't about me. This is about the principle. This is about the principle of us being treated like children.
Yeah, but your attitude on and your view on this topic is skewed by your unhealthy relationship with alcohol. But
it's nothing. I'm not going to be even drinking tomorrow, so it's nothing to do with that.
You do.
Why do you think that's annoyed me? I'm not buying any drink tomorrow.
And like, you know,
because we're being treated like children.
Sean is saying let's call Burger King early tomorrow because we don't want people to get fast. Well, the difference is, Sean, people don't start fights over a double quarter pounder.
Yeah, they do. I've seen it. Have you never seen a fight in a fast food takeaway
over
late
double quarter
at night?
Pounder.
Yeah. Tom,
could I just bring in a little bit of logic, excluding whether Adrian has an issue or not? The argument isn't about supporting alcoholism. The argument is about the freedom to choose when you want to drink. That doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be like 15 glasses or whatever. It could absolutely be just one glass in the morning. I'm not really sure why he's conflating the two. Just because he's saying you should be able to drink whenever you want, it doesn't automatically mean that it suggests it's alcoholism. It's freedom of choice. Isn't that what we try to fight for in society? The freedom to do what we want, when we want, when we can, within reason. So for the arguments there against it, what you are suggesting is a nanny state. Well done for supporting that. And let's see the next thing that the government decides to bring in that doesn't suit them. Personal responsibility if you're going to drink. That doesn't mean that people are advocating dipsos in the country. That's a stupid linkage, to be honest. Well, I suppose it's a reasonable-ish linkage.
Jesus.
But it's not a causation, you know?
Oh, my
but
God.
Orally and presume that the both are equal to each other.
Tom, thank you.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
Don't be interrupting the guy when he's actually speaking.
Okay, a couple of things here, Tom.
He said we're supporting a nanny state.
Okay, Tommy.
And it is. It's a nanny state
for
a police force to walk into a shop and say, please don't sell alcohol until 4 o'clock.
Okay, so Tom wants Paddy's Day to be like The Purge. Is that what he wants?
What are you talking about?
Well, you've seen the movie The Purge, haven't you?
But what are you getting at?
For one day of the year, you can't be arrested for anything. So the guards just stay at home and you can go out and murder people or you can call
No, that's
murder.
Not what he's talking
well,
about.
That is kind of what he's talking about.
You're being
saying,
ridiculous.
No, what he's saying is I'm a grown adult and I should be able to do whatever
I
want to
I need
do.
To take a breath. Yeah. I need to take a breath.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
We're talking about something that annoyed me earlier today when I was in a convenience store, a Spar store in Dublin City Centre, and I saw a sign. And on that sign it said, as per request from the Gardaí, we will start to sell alcohol on Patrick's Day from 4 p.m. Apologies for any inconvenience. Now, if it was in that store, it's in other stores. They've been approached by the Gardaí and asked not to sell alcohol until 4 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day. Now, I have a big issue with this. I think it is, as that message before the break said, it is a nanny state stuff.
Yeah, someone was alluding to that a few minutes ago about the nanny station. Here's what I will say to that person. Well, you need rules. You know, you can't live in a lawless society. You know, this is not The Purge. There has to be rules. And the word nanny...
But by the way, hang on for 1 second.
Okay.
This isn't a rule.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying.
Hang on. This isn't a rule. The rules state that pubs and off licences can open from 10:30 on St. Patrick's Day. They're the rules.
Why is a nanny needed? Because I'm glad that he brought up the word nanny state. I hate that expression. Why is a nanny needed?
To mind children.
To mind children.
Yeah.
Children or people of an age that...
But where does the expression nanny state come from? It is a state that is treating us like children.
No,
it is. That's what the expression means. That's what the expression means.
Pipe down for a sec. No, it's a state that treats people with how they're... So if they're not able to, you know, personal responsibility, he mentioned, a lot of people, when it comes to alcohol, personal responsibility goes out the
door. Then go to the Dáil and get new legislation brought in to reintroduce the ban on the sale of alcohol in St. Patrick's Day, which we used to have, by the way.
Okay, by the way, would you...
The pubs used not open on St. Patrick's Day.
But nobody wants that. I'm delighted the pubs are open on Paddy's Night. Would you want a situation... I'd love you, or I'd love all the people who are agreeing with Adrian tonight, I would love you tomorrow night to go into the A&E Department of James's. Tomorrow night, I'd say at about, let's see, about 9 o'clock, go into the A&E department. What do you think those...
I'd say they'd be overrun.
Yeah, why?
I'm not denying that for 1 second.
But you don't give a shit about them, do you? You were out clapping 2 years ago for them. Well done.
Sorry for 1 second. Yeah. I'm arguing that, firstly, the guards don't have a right to go in and even ask a shop to stop selling alcohol until 4 o'clock.
Have the guards a right to ask you to wear a seatbelt when you're driving your car?
It's the law.
Oh, so that's the issue.
It's the law. Yeah, it is not the law.
It's kind of nanny state, isn't it? Asking you to wear a seatbelt. It is nanny
you're
state.
You're being ridiculous now. Ciarán, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ciarán?
I'm very annoyed, Adrian.
What are you annoyed at, Ciarán?
Yourself, I think. I mean, do you know what, right? And fair enough, I'm going to defend you on one thing and say that your attitude is fair enough cultural. So that's I get that, right?
What does that even mean?
Oh, that attitude of, oh no, you care more about your rights than you do about the problems that this substance is causing. Alcohol causes all sorts of problems in society. Mm-hmm. And as Jeremy rightly pointed out there, look at the A&Es tomorrow. Look at treatment centres. Look at all these different things. Look at people in prisons. Go to Nadine Lott's family and turn around and say your opinions to them, you know? Because, I mean, it's just as bad as drugs. It's as bad as heroin. And I've spoken to ex-heroin addicts who were also alcoholics who turn around and told me, actually, alcohol is probably worse than heroin. No.
Can I just answer two things for you here, right? Firstly, alcohol, for all its faults, all of its problems, and I'm not denying that it causes immense problems in Irish society, okay? I'm not denying any of that. However, it is a substance that is legally sold in this state. It is a substance that is big business. It's a substance that is consumed by a large portion of our population. And it is a substance that is... Let me finish. It is a substance that is regulated in its sale.
It's also
regulated. And those it's not regulated well enough, is it? I mean, now that it's been regulated properly tomorrow... I mean, look at all the shit that gets caused on Paddy's Day.
And let me ask you then, Ciarán. Keeping the off licences closed until 4 o'clock tomorrow will achieve what precisely? Please tell me.
Well, hopefully now, I mean, that it's just being said and it's just being put out there. I mean, a lot of people are going to be in work. They're not going to probably make it to the off licensing time anyway. And some people might...
The off licenses are open until 10 o'clock on
Wednesday.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
Wednesday.
Well aware of that. But yeah, there's a lot of people that walk up until late anyway. But I mean, I just think your argument is ridiculous. I mean, we need to be encouraging a safer society. Not this whole fucking, oh, I can drink, that's my right.
Again, Ciarán, I'm going to ask you, what does it achieve asking the off licenses to stay closed until 4 o'clock tomorrow?
It might cut down on antisocial behaviour.
It won't.
It
absolutely won't. If there is going to be if there is going to be antisocial issues tomorrow, closing the off licences until 4 o'clock tomorrow is not going to stop that in any way, shape, or form.
Well, you don't know that.
I'm telling you, it won't. You know it won't. You even admitted yourself that it's not. Because those scumbags, whoever they are set about causing trouble anyway.
Yeah, but you see, there's a difference, and I'm sure Ciarán will agree with this. You need to differentiate here, Adrian, okay? Pubs will be open tomorrow afternoon, and nightclubs will be open tomorrow night, and it's absolutely brilliant. I'm working in one myself, I can't wait, okay? The difference is they are controlled places, okay? In other words, if someone gets rowdy in a pub or a nightclub or gets too drunk, they will be put out of that place, mm-hmm. Yeah. When drink is sold in an off-license situation, you know, you have lads, groups of lads just drinking on the street. So it's alcohol is consumed in a different way. Surely you're not that thick that you can't grasp that. That alcohol is consumed differently on the licensed premises than on the
non. A lot of people who buy stuff, drinking off-licenses, bring it home.
Yeah, but it's
they don't drink it on the street.
But it's drunk.
Responsible people buy drinking an off-license, bring it home and have it at home.
Okay, go to Chloe there. Really.
Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
Hi, I'm good. You?
Good, thanks, Chloe. Well, what did you want to say on this?
So everybody keeps referring to the 19 and 18-year-olds that do be standing outside the pubs drinking and the shops drinking, sorry. But were you not doing that when you were 19, 20, drinking?
No, Jeremy didn't drink until he was about 28.
Well, no, I was 22, I think. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying, you didn't.
Well, you said it in a disparaging way. Oh, Jeremy didn't drink until he was in his 20s. So what?
Yeah, no, so what? You each to their own and all that.
Yeah, each to their own.
But the point, Chloe, the point you're making is?
I just don't get why the youth are being blamed for causing all the trouble when everybody else would have did it 20 years ago themselves.
Well, because it's not... if there is antisocial behaviour tomorrow, Chloe, which inevitably there will be, it's not going to be 6 years.
There's antisocial behaviour though every Friday and Saturday.
No, I know, like, but it's not
in town.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not people my mother's age that are out.
Yeah, but there's not 500,000 people in Dublin city centre on a Friday and Saturday night. There will be tomorrow.
No, but you look during the summer, Chloe, and I'm sure you saw those videos from the city centre of the absolute carnage in the city centre from basically vermin. That's what they were, vermin. Kicking people in the streets and dancing up on top of cars. The absolute dregs of society. What age were those people?
16, Sorry? 17, 18.
What age were those people that were causing carnage in the city centre all last summer?
Probably about 15, 16.
There you go.
Mm.
But it's not the 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds that are being referred to.
No, because...
You know, it's making us have a bad name when it's not us. You know, it doesn't be the younger crowd.
Okay, no. Let me ask you, Chloe, then. What is your view on the off-licence being asked?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, you know, because like that tonight, I could go down to the shop and I can buy a bottle of vodka and start drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning if I wanted to.
Yeah.
So they're not actually achieving anything here. They're just taking away human rights.
And that's exactly the point that I've been making all throughout this conversation.
You know, relax there. This isn't apartheid South Africa. You're not Nelson Mandela here that's going on about your rights being taken away.
Here, hang on for a second.
You just can't buy a bottle.
I never said I was Nelson Mandela, though. I'm just saying. Speaking my opinion.
I know, but going on about human rights, please, come on. You can't buy a bottle of vodka tomorrow until 4 o'clock. You know, it's hardly the same as apartheid. You know what I mean? Like, let's be realistic here.
You're being silly.
Well, I'm
you're
not being silly.
Stupid.
No,
you're being stupid. The point that Chloe is trying to make, and she makes it rightly, I assume, Chloe, you're a responsible young woman, and you don't want to be treated like a kid by being told, because somebody else is going to misbehave, you can't buy alcohol tomorrow until 4 o'clock. It's pathetic.
Exactly, yeah. But Chloe, it's not everybody's fault, you know. It's that handful of people that are going to be causing the arguments doesn't mean that everybody should get punished.
No, that's a fair point. Well, let me ask you a question, Chloe. When they brought the closing times for off-licences back to 10 o'clock, they were originally half 11, weren't they? They brought them back to 10 o'clock, I think it was. Were you out protesting about that? Did that ruin your life when they made off-licences close earlier?
It didn't ruin my life, but it was wrong. It shouldn't have been done, you know, because these people that are closing the off-licence would be the ones that are also drinking. You know what I mean? Like,
now, the one thing I don't understand, and maybe, Chloe, you can shed some light on this, is... The rule that was brought in 2 years ago where the off licenses in supermarkets now have these corral doors. It's like you're going into a salon. What the hell is that all about? What's the need for
it's
those?
It's supposedly to make underage people not go in, which...
And to keep alcohol completely separated from the rest of the store.
Yeah, but you can see it. You know, the doors are only up to your waist, so it's not...
Yeah, it's not like you can't see in.
Yeah, you know, so.
But that's a minor inconvenience, and it's not even really an inconvenience. It's to keep the alcohol section completely differentiated from the rest of the store. And I understand the logic behind that. Again, this comes back to why should Chloe be punished because some little toe rags can't behave themselves on St. Patrick's Day? That's what this all comes down to.
But that you could say that about anything.
No, you could say it about what?
You could say it about lots of things.
Like what? Give me an example.
Why do we have speed limits on the road when most of us would drive responsibly? We have speed limits on the road because of the 5% of people who, if we didn't have speed limits on the road,
I'm going to come back to the point of this conversation again. This is not the law. The guards have taken it upon themselves to ask off licences to not sell alcohol till 4 o'clock tomorrow.
You know what you're sounding like, Adrian. You're sounding like my child when I tell them they can't have any more sweets. You're literally going on like a child because they've taken away...
Well, what do you say to that, Chloe?
I'm not saying you are, by the way, Chloe.
Well, you are. Chloe feels the same way. Chloe, what do you say?
That man there is probably going to have a drink tomorrow anyway because it's Paddy's Day, but he's giving it loads
This man won't be drinking tomorrow because I'll be spending the day with my kids and dressing them up and we're going to the local parade and stuff like that. So alcohol's the last thing on my mind tomorrow.
And then, yeah, but it's the last thing on your mind, but I'm sure when your kids are going to bed, you'll be like, oh, time to have a drink.
I won't be drinking because it's Paddy's Day. I'll be drinking because I'm off the next few days and I might crack open. In fact, I'll have a drink tonight instead.
So what's your point?
Yeah.
You're going to be drinking tomorrow anyway. So what's your point? Why are you even on here?
Why are you even
here? Like, why are you on here if you're going to go home and drink tomorrow night? Why are you giving it loads?
Because I'm not.
And you're going to do the exact same thing. That's just being a hypocrite. No,
it's
absolutely.
Not.
No, she's dead right. She's dead right. Why are you even on here?
Why am I here?
Chloe, you're a brilliant caller. Thanks very much indeed for talking
no
to
problem.
Us. Thank you. Bye-bye. 085-825-2626 is our number. Send us a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this.
Steve, it's so out of touch. Do you know what closed the pubs down on Patrick's Day? The whole world are not closing up pubs or fucking off licenses for Patrick's Day. It's the one day of the year where they probably bring the revenue in for the pubs. And they shut it down. Backwards country. And Steve, sorry, you're fucking backwards too. We don't like a drink. Piss off. Stop ruining it for everybody else.
Exactly. Piss off and stop ruining it for everybody else. Actually, the more I think about this, my argument
would be you're ruining it for yourself.
The more I think about this, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated all over the world, yeah?
Yeah.
Irish communities all over the world.
We were in New York on Paddy's Day. Wasn't it a great day?
Yeah. And where did we end up at the that day? In a pub.
Oh, yeah, but we weren't drinking. Myself, you were, of course.
I want you to just think about this for one second. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated all over the world.
I actually wish you'd had a few
from
drinks
tomorrow.
Now.
I'm going straight down to the bar here in the Sands Hotel when we're finished here.
Yeah, I think you should.
And the point I'm making is that in every country in the world celebrating St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, do you think the off licenses will stay closed until 4 o'clock in those countries? No. The only country they will be closed until 4 o'clock is right here. It's pathetic. Megan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Megan?
I'm good, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Megan. What did you want to say on this?
I want to say I have to be with you on this one, Jeremy. I think it's absolutely a joke that they're trying to put a time clock in the shops in relation to when you can or cannot buy drinks.
Well, no, it's not Jeremy who said that. It's Adrian who said that.
Not Jeremy, sorry, Adrian. I agree with Adrian on this one. Just because that is not going to stop anyone. You know, I'm like 22. I'm 22 myself. But I personally think that the younger kids, that's not going to stop them getting their drink today. That's not going to stop them getting their drink after 4 p.m. tomorrow. I just think personally, it's a joke. I think personally, Jeremy is bringing in other laws and other stuff that has completely, he's missing the whole point of it. But how do you say, like, we should be celebrating being Irish. That doesn't mean that we have to celebrate having a drink, but by going into the shop and basically seeing that there's a time slot, it is quite, like, kiddish, I think, personally.
It is. There you go, Jeremy. Yeah. And the point I made to you earlier on, just because you don't like to have a drink on St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't say that,
you
by
did.
The way.
I'm taking my kids out and dressing them up and all that shite. That's fine. That's for you. That's your thing,
yeah? I do think, personally, there is a lot of people that do celebrate Paddy's Day in a way to have an off walk and to be able to go out and celebrate being Irish and have a drink. And I have to wait till 4 p.m. to go down to Fair and get me drinks again. You know what I mean? I should be able to go down at any time. But even if I'm having drinks at the house, or if that means I'm going into town.
But that's not what I said, Megan. Yeah. I did no problem. In fact, if I wasn't working tomorrow night and there was a house party on somewhere, I'd gladly go along to it. That is not my point. You know, I think...
You don't actually have a valid point for why the off licenses should remain closed till 4 o'clock tomorrow. You obviously also believe that it is pathetic.
Yeah, I totally agree that it's pathetic because I don't see why they should be able to sell drinks after 4 p.m. and not before it. Because
one of the arguments that I've been hearing is it'll help to curb the antisocial behaviour that we get on St. Patrick's Day. Do you think it will help that at all?
No, not at all.
No,
I do think that the kids can get their drinks tonight.
Yeah, they can.
And that they'll be able to get their drinks after 4 p.m. tomorrow. Yeah. So it doesn't really change anything. It makes
no odds. It really doesn't. All right. Thank you, Megan. Yeah. Great to talk to you.
Let me squeeze in
David's WhatsApp voice note.
How you doing, lads? Listen, I can't come on there because I'm in work, but I agree with Jeremy there. Like, I mean, I don't see the big deal. Like, it's only 4 o'clock. You can still buy your drink after 4 o'clock. It's literally to stop all the bleeding scumbags and young lads killing each other on all out in the middle of the bleeding road, you know, and at the parade and all. But then again, on the other hand, I can kind of see Adrian's point because, like, I mean, what's the stop? Like, I want to maybe have a drink at 1 o'clock, maybe, you know, with me lunch. I can't. Like, I'm being punished as well. Like, so it's I can see both sides. But if it was me now, I'd probably I'd leave it in till 4 o'clock because, you know, it's not nice to be looking at lads killing each other and all in the middle of the parade. But also, is it not just the same as, like, you know, going to buy alcohol in the likes of Lidl Morrison's or Aldi's or whatever on a Sunday morning. You know, say, you know, there's a football match on at 2 o'clock and, oh, geez, I'm going to get a few bottles for the match. And you go down to Aldi's or you go down to Lidl's and, you know, you go to buy them and you say, oh, no, hang on, you can't buy a drink, you know, until after 11 o'clock. I mean, it's so stupid. To be honest, everything in this backwards country is backwards. Like, you know, when it comes to alcohol, it's just a joke.
And actually, David, just on that point, if you go to Aldi or Lidl or Tesco on a Sunday morning to get drink, you can't get it till half 12 on a Sunday.
Is that the reason,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah. Anyway.
We need a drink.
It just annoys me that we're treated like children. That's my whole point of this conversation.
So can we get one last one from Angela, please? Because she was dying to get on and we ran out of time. So
okay, we'll squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice.
You're not going to like this now.
No, I'm not sure. We'll have a listen to it anyway.
Hi, guys. I think people are missing the point here. We're not talking about the normal Joe Soaps who go out, have a couple of drinks, enjoy themselves. What they're talking about is the absolute scumbags who drink 7 days of the week, go out, ruin the day for everyone else in the families because they're falling around the place, they're piss drunk, they're just making it shite for everyone else out there and fighting and, you know, yeah, go out and have a couple of drinks if you want. But not to this extent. And why does it matter so, closing the pubs at 4 o'clock? Oh, sorry, closing the off licences until 4 o'clock. I think fair dues, yeah. Let people, let families go out, have a nice time around the streets, walking around, enjoying the parades, rather than having to come across the drunken louts and scumbags out there who have nothing better to do. This country does have a problem with drink. And the proof in the pudding is that you're all given out because an off license has been asked to close until 4 o'clock. There's proof that this country has a massive problem with drink.
Now, I have to pull you up on one thing, Angela. I, on behalf of Adrian, I take offence to you referring to Adrian as a drunken lout. I wouldn't go that far.
And I won't be tomorrow either.
So Barney's not drinking tomorrow.
Nope. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.